You're listening to episode 68 of the Furlough Bros Tech Podcast, the only CES review that matters. So, yes. Forbes had this good wrap-up article. Last year we linked to a bunch of individual technologies. This year, I felt that, you know, although I was paying attention to a lot of individual tech pieces of tech, these kind of wrap-up ones were actually pretty good, kind of capturing the essence of it. One of the big trends, and these are kind of the less exciting ones for me because they're the ones that are coming right now, and if you listen to the show at all, you realize we talk about all this stuff all the time. So the first one is fighting the power, this Forbes article. Basically, they're saying
wireless
power is coming and just get used to it, which is like, duh. we've been saying this forever.
Yeah, but they mean like distance wireless, right? Not to just put it on a magic stone?
No, that's the problem. They're not talking about anything really, really, really exciting. They're talking about stuff that's all like you put it on a pad, you put it in your car, wireless charging in that you don't have to plug it into a wire anymore. But it's all near field. It's all close magnetic coupling.
That's kind of cool if you can get rid of wires and build them into things like computers and printers.
I totally want it. I'm not saying I don't want it. I totally want it. The really exciting area of this, though, is that for home tech, they're like really getting into the idea of you'll have on your countertop, you'll have like a target zone that is charged. And you just bust out your
that's cool.
And you put your toaster on it, and now your toaster works. And then you put your food processor, you put your blender there, and now your blender works. And then you put this there, and so like you
I love
can
it.
Use. Yeah, I think it's actually I don't know. I get and then you can put your phone there, and your phone will charge. So there's a couple of companies that are out there like PowerMat and Fulton Innovation. They're really working on this idea of making a standard
system. Dude, that's awesome. Because I'm getting ready to do a remodel on one of the kitchens in one of our rentals. And and I have to add a power supply because I'm moving things around. And and there currently isn't one, and there should be one. And, dude, that would be so awesome to be like, oh, yeah, don't worry about it. You just put it on this little pad here. You're good to go.
Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
I think, to me, this is stuff that's really, it's awesome. It's really cool. But like I said, I'm angry that we didn't do it 3 years ago.
Yeah, hey, you know what? Better late than never.
You know what? It's true. It's very cool. And then at the same time,
the kitchen is a great example of that. You just put it on.
I thought it was. I actually think that is a really unique and clever use of it that I hadn't really thought of. I hadn't considered build it into the countertop so that you just put it on. You put everything on the countertop and now everything works like that. That's pretty clever.
They would have to sell a little dongle as well that you plug into the power cords for devices that you already own. I mean, don't get me wrong, you know, Rite-Aid would love to sell you a brand new everything. But it'd be nice if you could just, you know, you have your power prong and you put in a little dongle and that, when it touches the counter, works. So at least you don't have to plug anything in.
Right.
But that's cool. I think, you know, that's the kind of thing where once people start making it and they're coming out with these new appliances, at the very least, they make the cords retractable so they like zip inside, that way you don't have to mess with it.
Yeah.
I like it.
I definitely think that was kind of exciting. And then the other thing that kind of got people's attention was there are some like hydrogen powered ones where like you basically build a little fuel cell and you can charge stuff with it on the go. Which is, once again, you know, this kind of goes back to the talk of, you know, there's no, I don't believe that the problem of power will not be taken down by a magic bullet where we'll have one national power source that will charge these super batteries and then we'll never worry about electricity again. No, I think you're going to have a bunch of different...
Yeah, because then Bane will come along and turn it into a bomb. And you'll be dead.
Exactly. I thought you were talking about Bane Capital for a second. I was like, what are you... You know, like...
Nope.
The presidential election's over, James. But nope. I got you. That's the stupidest plot point ever. I really like that movie a lot, but that plot point drives me crazy. That's not how fusion works. It's inherently
shows how little you know.
Stable.
Clearly it does.
It is inherently stable. That's the big selling anyways. So the other thing is, like, yeah, hydrogen fuel cell stuff where you, like, you can charge it, you can charge your hydrogen fuel cell up, you just put water in it, and then you can get electricity from it. Or you put water in electricity, turns it to hydrogen, and then you can plug it in and use it, and it's on the go. It's got, you know, hydrogen has much better shelf life than lithium ion as far as
returning. Dude, that'd be awesome for Oregon where it rains all the time.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. It's solar.
Let's go hydrogen homes.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of match. Yeah, well, or mix it with oxygen. It'll put out a fire if it's just there's an oxygen present. Besides, it just lets water out at the end. Just becomes water again. What's the problem? Anyways.